Good morning, 7:44 here on the Mighty 690. Right now we have City Manager Mark Hall with us. How are you doing this rainy morning, sir?
Very good, because it did rain.
It did rain. I measured, I know the airport disagrees with me, but I measured 1.3 inches of rain here at the radio station.
I heard it was over an inch, yeah. So we're good.
Yeah, I'm very happy. So we'll be getting in some listener reports hopefully during open line. So
yeah.
This is just wonderful.
Anytime you get rain, that's great for us. And then my understanding, they got rain north of us.
They did. I can personally testify because Chris and I, over on the FM side of things, we drove up to Manhattan yesterday, and it was pretty much rain the whole way there. So it's good news for us getting our water from the river.
Yes. Anytime the reservoirs north of us receive water, that is good for us.
Excellent.
That is. So we're in, I want to say we're still in a watch, but it is one of those that this moisture and some of the things that the Army Corps of Engineers are doing with the reservoir, Coffeyville still sits in good shape.
Good.
So keep conserving water.
Let's keep it that way. Absolutely.
You
so
bet.
We got the meeting tonight, 6:30.
Yes. If you're needing access, if you'll go to the east side of the building, go down the walkway to customer service. If you walk through that door and turn to your left, you'll see the elevators. If you'll take those to the second floor, that's where the commission meeting is held.
Good deal. So anything sticking out to you right now on the agenda?
No, it's the consent agenda. That's where we approve our payment of our bills. It is one of those the Commissioner York usually explains all the expenses in those. And it is one of those. This commission meeting is $5,667,000. That is a lot, but that goes to our electric. We basically, it's a revenue comes in, and then revenue goes out. And that's just how the pool works that we're involved with electricity, SPP. So it is a large total, but that is just to pay and cover the majority of what comes in.
And the reason that we see this, I'm assuming, is because of the city, you know, being the electric company, essentially.
Yes.
You know, if we had an outside company, you know, you wouldn't see something like
this.
No,
you wouldn't see this. And it's kind of confusing because usually the public assumes that if you have your own electric, you operate at this high level. It is one of those. It's basically, revenue is not as great as people think it is. And that's simply, you can see here in this bill is, yes, the bill, I mean, what we receive is higher, but it is one of those then we pay back. And this keeps the electric company and going forward. But it is one of those, that large expense is kind of deceiving simply because what goes in and what goes out.
Sure.
And then, of course, comments from citizens. We welcome all comments from citizens. It is one of those we can only improve if we hear from you. And we move to the regular agenda items. There's not any public hearings. There's not any old business, but our new business, we start off with, it is access for drone inspection to and a paint coating for the electric department. Our next item for commission's consideration is a purchase order from for 2 Graham Construction, and it's for a roof replacement. There's actually 2 for the electric department. And then also we move into its contract with Myers Construction for the installation of a grid ceiling. And that's in our new construction, which we're doing in-house down on the first floor. with our capabilities and with staff, we felt this project could the majority of it be done inside, saving taxpayers money.
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm.
So that is for the ceiling, which is a hung ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
So that's to authorize to put that in. Then we move to another purchase order to Graham Construction for the City Hall and Wastewater Treatment Plant roof replacement. So we're getting some, and those are majority of those are through insurance. We've just had a need, especially at City Hall, to replace the roof up on top. And that's really kind of it for the tonight's agenda. It is one of those commissioners do enjoy the public coming, and it is we only get better if we hear the voices from the public. So.
Absolutely. And I'll be there tonight for this one. So.
You bet.
I'll be covering
it. We're excited. So that's about it. And Coffeyville, please do stay safe. And thank you for conserving. It is working. It is. Of course, there's two more levels. There's a warning, which you move into. And those are a little tighter controls of water. And then, of course, the emergency where certain things are not allowed. So we're still in the watch. So keep our fingers crossed and keep conserving, and Coffeyville will make it through this.
All right. Well, Mr. Mark Hall, I really appreciate you
Thank
coming
you.
In this morning, and we'll be back with more here
All
on
right.
the Mighty 690.